Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, morning. I hope it is a good morning. I hope it is. Honestly, you know. Hope you're not contemplating your life and how much time you waste watching baseball. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's roll through these calls, man. I only got 2 hours left, and I don't know. You got to laugh it off. It sucks, though. It sucks. It sucks because, like, you know, as I was just saying, like, contemplating, like, why you spend so much time, like, everybody that I know knows I'm a Yankee fan. Everybody that I know knows that I work in radio and I'm watching the game. So, like, as the Yankees keep losing, I'll get texts like, yo, what's wrong with your Yankees? As if, like, what's wrong with my Yankees? Like, I did this. Like, there's something I could do to change this. And that's infuriating. Those are texts that you take your thumb and you just swipe to the left and delete. I don't even answer those. Oh, like, now you want to text me, right? You weren't texting me as the Yankees were sweeping the Angels in Anaheim a couple weeks ago. You weren't texting me as Judge was hitting home runs and all these, you know. People pull up to get these Yankees tears. I'm going to take some calls. We're going to play some audio from the captain and from the manager. And then I'm just going to find a way to talk about the Mets instead and just shift the focus to, like, yo, the Mets, are they paper tigers? What about the Mets pitching lab? Frankie Montas, you seen him? He's coming back. Send him ASAP. He's ready. They need help. The Mets are banged up. Sean Manaea, you ready to go? Here it is. David Stearns. Who you getting at the deadline? Can I interest you in a J.C. Ascara? Maybe the Mets need to be looking for a catcher. Moose in Jamaica, back on the Fan in New York. Good morning.
You're Keith, what it do?
You're, what up, man?
Chilling. Just riding this out to re-emphasize in 2023, and we were struggling. I showed up to a game in August. Actually, September, where we lost to the Blue Jays 3-0, and there were probably 20 people in the stadium. So I'm going to ride that hard. But more importantly, you mentioned somebody call you up and let you know the last time Volpe had a chance to redeem himself. If you remember last year, sometime in June, I believe, against the Red Sox, he had an error in like the 7th or 8th inning to give them the lead. This wasn't Sunday Night Baseball, but it was a series where there was Sunday Night Baseball. He had an error that gave the Red Sox the lead. They tacked on an extra run in the top of the 9th. And then Volpe, right on cue, had a chance in the bottom of the 9th with 2 runners on facing Chris Martin because I think Kenley Jansen, who was their closer for the Red Sox last year, was injured or something, on a 2-2 pitch, a cutter that was hanging, he pulled it down the line. It was almost gone. It was just foul. And then the very next pitch, he chased the cutter upstairs.
I remember.
To strike out.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yeah.
And I was, and you were talking about it like, damn, Volpe, come through. You need your Yankee moment. And that's all I wanted to call and talk to you about. I want to just shout out Zoo one time. And if he can do this for a favor for me, to this may be unpopular with what's going on in the world, but if on the comebacks, the beats that he can drop, some clips or some NRG, possibly some grinding, or when the last time you heard it like this, or fronting the combo with Jay-Z, that would be lovely. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Moose. Y'all on that new Pusha T? I don't know if I'm rocking with Pusha T, man. I like Travis Scott. I like Cactus Jack. LaFlame! I'm a big Travis Scott guy. And now I'm seeing how Pusha T again is using beef. Again, Pusha T is using beef to attack a popular artist to get his name popping again, his streams up. Pusha T is too old for this. He's too old for this. Pusha T, you about to be 50, my boy. You 48 going on 49. Enough. 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 But hey, what I will say is Pusha T will go hard for Skateboard P. For Pharrell, he got bars for Pharrell, like to back Pharrell. And that's what that whole thing was about. My hip-hop heads listen and understand, you know, from Meltdown, the Drake track, and if you know what's going on with the new Clips album, maybe we will play some Clips beats when we get a minute. But right now we got to play Aaron Boone being asked about the players-only meeting yesterday and what he had to say about it. Let's play that.
At least tonight.
Give me a second. Pause that. So I go back. This is actually Judge. We have Boone as well. This is Judge post game, and then we'll go back and we'll play what Aaron Boone said about the players only meeting. But I said we're gonna do both. So right now we have Judge queued up. Let's go to Judge. This is Judge just after another loss, after he goes 0-4, six game losing streak, and they're in a bad one, and people are talking about this Boone June swoon. Okay, play Judge.
I'm just talking about at least tonight, you know, a couple opportunities. You know, they came out swinging, got that first run in the first, and, you know, we fought back. Jazz with the big homer to kind of tie it up, but I felt like the at-bats were better. Guys were putting better swings on, you know, hit some balls right at some guys, but that's baseball. You know, we know what we signed up for. You're going to play 162, you're going to hit a little rut like this, but you know, you can't give up. You can't mope about it. You just got to show up the next day and be ready to play.
So show up the next day and be ready to play, but this is a quick turnaround. You got to go home, go to sleep, shake this off, and be at the ballpark early for, you know, some afternoon baseball. Okay, now let's go back to earlier yesterday, Aaron Boone's pregame presser, where the media asked about Randy Miller's article that said that, you know, the Yankees, after, you know, losing the second game of this four-game set, held a players-only meeting behind closed doors after the third shutout loss. Let's hear what Boone had to say about that.
There was a report that there was a players-only meeting last night. Was that your understanding of what actually took place?
Oh, I mean, our guys talk all the time and get together in different formats. So
it wasn't like a closed-door, you know, dreaming session?
No.
No. I don't know where you got that from. Let's go to Thomas in Newtown, Connecticut on The Fan in New York. What's up, Thomas?
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing as well as we can with this, the June swoon,
Yeah, we've done a lot better. We were doing better in April, May, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, I'm not full-blown panic mode. I mean, they do this thing every summer, as we know, and I don't know. For whatever reason, I just think the floor of this team's a little too high to go past the two seed in the AL and one in the East. That's positivity. That being said, how many times are we going to have to act as though we have so many insane talents up and down the lineup that are too dangerous to waste as a bunter in a key spot? I mean, I know it's become kind of a cottage industry on the radio to make fun of guys who don't, if we don't bunt, but between the three innings of the ghost runners in Boston and the two the other night, Then we had an eighth inning and a ninth inning with runners on second, no outs. And that's five times and we don't get the runner over once. I mean, come on, that's inexcusable.
It is. It's Little League stuff. I'm trying to think. I'm like, the only person to effectively lay down a bunt, I think, was Oswaldo Cabrera against the Padres in that series. And, like, Oswaldo's season is done. Nobody else can effectively lay down a bunt. They all need to be able to. Maybe the only guy you don't ask to lay down a bunt is Judge, maybe Goldie, maybe Belly. Even Belly, you're an outfielder with some speed. Like, all these guys should be practicing that. But I don't know. It's like, these are the Yankees. This is pro ball. In batting practice, they're not making these guys practice laying down bunts. And you need it. You literally need it in modern day baseball. Hal Steinbrenner, coming off the 2023 season, said, you know, we're talking about bunting and practicing bunting, and we haven't seen it since.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and all of these games, I mean, as bad as it's been, I don't think we've lost by more than two. And you score in any of those three games that we had those ghost runners or guys on second in the eighth, ninth inning, you could won three of those games, and that means we're 6-3 in our last nine.
You could have stopped
talking.
The bleeding. We've been bleeding out because of low IQ at bats, swinging at first pitches, not situational hitting, not being able to lay down bunts, and it has just continued. And yeah, the solo shots broke it up. Jazz with a solo shot breaks it up. And of course, Jazz, my boy, got no shame. He does his floater shot. He comes around, throws the two fingers up, does his dance. And I'm like, good for Jazz, but we better win this game. And we ultimately did not win the game.
Yeah, definitely. And then just super, super quick. There's been a lot of chatter the last 2 years, right, with the whole Steve Cohen takeover and signing Soto and everybody saying it's kind of becoming a Mets town, Mets town, Mets town. I think the last week is Exhibit A of why it's still not even close and why it might never be a Mets town. I mean, the Yanks have lost six straight, and rightfully so. The narrative everywhere is sky is falling, it's been ugly, whatever. But nobody's talking about the Mets losing five in a row. I mean, I got the notification today, it was their fifth straight loss, and I was kind of surprised. I knew they'd been scuffling, but it's like, wow. Kind of shows you
still
who still
the
owns
Mets.
The news wave.
That's what I was saying a little bit in my open. Thomas, thanks for the call. They still got to overcome their own curse of being the Mets. Their own uniforms, their own rivals and nemesis. Don't worry about us being your rival. Don't ask Yankee fans, who's your biggest rival? Worry about the Braves. Money can't just shake off your own history. You still got to go down to Atlanta and play games and figure out how to not blow a game and then follow that up with a complete game shutout. And when we talk about this, whose town is it, whatever, the Yankees are so far ahead, it's going to take a long time. I have imagined a world, but by the time this world could exist, the Yankees would have to go out of business. Steve Cohen would have to build the casino. The Mets would have to win three World Series. Juan Soto would have to be three-time World Series MVP, and it's just far-fetched. You don't become the Kings. You don't become the bigger brother. I hate even doing the big brother, little brother stuff. It's like, it doesn't happen overnight. You can't buy it. You got to earn it. You got to win. And that's why I had that rant early in the year about you can add LED lights. You can add a mascot race. You can add the generational Juan Soto, who's a 250 hitter who is running into outs on the base pass. And you've got people taking up for him and saying, I don't need him to run the base. Yes, you do. He's a player on your team. He's costing you. You need him to hit, but you also need him to not cost you outs. You need him to step up and not be such a me guy. He's a 248 hitter right now. So, yeah, all the talk about the Yankees still are going to have a higher attendance, right? I clapped for the Mets. They're in the top five in attendance. The Yankees are top five. They're not five. The Mets are five. Congrats. And they had the best home field advantage until a team that doesn't even have a home field, a team that is renting, right? They're literally Airbnb-ing the Yankees' spring getaway. That team comes to Citi Field, sweeps the Mets, steps right up and sweeps the Mets. Just got to humble yourselves, crawl before you walk and eventually run, and worry about your own division and your own issues. We do too much talking about we're your biggest rivals. We're better than you now. We got Soto. Like, just focus on who's in front of you. 888-808-1019. You don't have the Rockies and Nationals to play against anymore. The Marlins are done. The A's are done. Like, it's about to get interesting now. There's a stretch here for the Mets against their actual rivals, the Braves and the Phillies. There's a stretch here that is going to determine a lot in the NL East. The Mets have injuries. The Mets have questions that are mounting. And now we got to hit refresh on our information. How much can this pitching lab continue to reinvent and recreate some of these guys? How long does that pixie dust that you sprinkled on Griffin Canning last? Tyler McGill is hurt. Kodai Senga is hurt. You're going to pitch Frankie Montas. Frankie Montas can't get 19, 20, 21-year-olds out right now. Let's see. Frankie Montas tonight. Frankie Montas tonight in his AAA outing. He had five innings pitched, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, walked a guy, had 2 strikeouts, threw 80 pitches. That's his 6th rehab outing. I haven't seen one line come through and say, yep, he's worth the contract that you gave him. And he's on the way. You got to throw him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know who's going to be doing the catching. Hayden Senger? Or maybe you trade for someone. And it seems like now Alonso has come down to earth a little bit and Lindor is not in the groove that he's in. I'm sure it's not the pinky toe. It's just baseball. He's slumping a little bit. But how do they break out of it? Carlos Mendoza, wake these guys up. Yeah, let's flip the pitch. Instead of talking about Boone, let's talk about Steady Mendy. Mendy, get these guys together. Get their young guys to wake up. Ronnie Mauricio, that hype died down very quickly. The only bright spot I'll report from the Mets game tonight is Jeff McNeil. 20-game on-base streak. the longest on-base streak going on in Major League Baseball right now. But ultimately, you got embarrassed by Chris Sale and the Braves. And it's got to suck to come right back down to earth and go right back. The more things change, the more things stay the same. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in Passaic, a Mets fan on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's poppin', man?
You know, got to talk Mets a little bit just to, you know, let my Yankee fans kick back for a second and be like, yeah, let's take a look across the street over there.
Oh, we definitely should. And, you know, we kind of let slip. We get all hyped, you know, the Mets play bad teams. And, you know, in the beginning of the year, Keith, and the Mets were playing great also. We talk about how easy their schedule was. And it's just hard, you know, they did have that big surgery against the Dodgers and when they really struck the Phillies. But, you know, most only when they come to play these great teams, and they look like a solid, but not too great. And, you know, it's been a tough losing streak. But, you know, you got to look at the lineup. And I remember, like, a few months before, way before the season, after they signed Soto, it was like 2 weeks later, and everyone was still talking about him. And I called in and said, no, Keith, where's the rest of this? Mets got to add more players. And, like, the offense wasn't that great last year. It was all the pitching. And, like, whoa, like, Josh, slow down. You're like, you guys just got Juan Soto. You got to enjoy him. You guys don't got to do anything too crazy. You got Juan Soto. And, you know, they didn't really add anybody. To think they almost didn't even get Pete Alonso would have gone with this lineup. Another thing, like, that's got to fall out, like, fall away, the theory to do, is don't tell us you're going to have three guys that are going to play second base. And one of them will surely turn out great. You know, you put that as a chance. And, you know, the call was saying last night, I see that guy, Joe Armstrong, go to the Cubs. Like, that's why we got to hug our prospects. Don't hug prospects. Look at the Dodgers, who won the World Series last year. Look at the line of Freddie Freeman, Ohtani, Mookie Betts. These guys aren't homegrown. And how many of these matches have actually turned out? There were so many of them. We were talking about this, you know, obviously, like 2 years ago, how many prospects they brought up. And look what they're actually doing. It's like, and even the guys that do come out well, and you look at a lot of these great players. They were like second, third, late round picks. They weren't even such, you know, top one, top two prospects. And, you know, they start cracking at some point. You bring them up, they get some hot streak going, and you know, you see like Alvarez also, like the number one prospect. Yo, you couldn't trade him for anything. You never could go in for anything by any trade though. You're not a few years ago on the Mets had that 101 season. And it's probably going to be like similar to this again this year. And it's just hard because what is the point of waiting for these prospects to win when you want to win now? You know, you're seeing this. Like how many times do you have to go over through this? Like it's not the way to go. You get players that are good now. Why wait for players to be good in 5 years?
Well, you've spent money on a lot of guys in the recent years trying to get those players. And, I mean, you put a lot of money into the players at the top of your lineup, Lindor, Soto, Nimmo, Alonso, and you elected to not bring back a Jose Iglesias. You elected to go with the young guys like Luis Angel Acuna, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos is hurt. I mean, they will get guys back that they did add, like Jose Siri, like Jesse Winker, but how much of a difference are they going to make? We don't know.
They added like 187 last year, and you know, like someone's got to like remind Ronnie Mauricio what like contact means. Seems like I've forgotten how to do that. Like he's off on like every single pitch. And like that was like the one guy I was actually really hyped about this year that I thought it would be fine. You know, if the regular guys don't work out, we got to see this guy at the end of that disastrous year 2 years ago. And he's been disastrous. And you know, you speak about spending money. Like they didn't do that with their starting lineup. These guys are on small deals. So I don't even want to use the word lucky. You know, they didn't get good deals with these guys, and they get smart players.
They did spend some money on the pitching, not a lot, but Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, Clay Holmes, Griffin Canning, those are all guys that were signed in this offseason.
And not nothing too big, and you know, and then it was just, and it's not just adding Soto. You know, he has struggled. We all like, wait, when's this offense going to wake up? When's this offense going to wake up? And we're like, we're still waiting for that. And when they finally get to play better teams, and this is what you get, you know. A shutout tonight, you know, 5 hits. And yes, the offense will be great against Washington and Colorado and Miami, but it comes to getting runners in and facing great pitchers. They just don't come up, and it's a hard thing to watch. And they have to make moves, because right now I don't think we have the confidence in them to be World Series, which we were, you know, hope, you know, which we probably thought a week and a half ago when they're killing the Rocks, like, oh, look at this. You know, it's another year, another big June streak, and here come big division games. You know, let's pull away from it. You know, they win a few of these games, like five games up on the Phillies, and say, you know, they're right on our necks. And yes, we'll hope for it to do better. But right now, you know, the Comets level isn't really up there. But last thing, you know, just moving away from that, going to NHL, you know, with the Panthers taking that cup. Do you think it's better for the NHL, you know, growing as you've seen, like, you know, viewership take up and interest in the league? Do you think it's better for them or worse to have kind of these mini dynasties take up, you know, with Lightning winning three, now the Hurricanes winning two? And I'll listen to your response. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
No, I think it depends. Thanks for the call, Josh. It depends on the cities and the markets. The Panthers, like, they don't have the city or the market. It's not really going to move the needle. They win back-to-back Stanley Cups. That's cool for them and all, but, like, I don't know how much that's really growing the NHL, the game of hockey, and, like, making more people want to tune in. Back to the Mets. This is their longest losing streak since May 20th of last season. And if you remember correctly, right, the whole OMG Mets, the Grimace Mets, remember the Mets having a players-only meeting? Like, that got them going in June of last year. And it seemed like this year they picked up where they left off from last year and just kept it rolling. It's baseball. Baseball is going to baseball. And with the Mets, they have hit injury, or they have had injuries, and they have now hit just the familiarity of, like, damn, we go back to Atlanta and they haunt us. We thought we exercised our demons down there at the end of last season, beating them in the first game of that doubleheader. We did not exercise anything. That was last year. They were banged up last year. But, like, here comes Spencer Strider. Clay Holmes versus Spencer Strider. And now Clay Holmes is getting up there as far as the innings that he has pitched. Clay Holmes had a little issue coming out of Denver with the altitude and pitching out there. What version of Clay Holmes are you going to get tonight against Spencer Strider with getting swept and losing another game in this, you know, this streak? Like, it's, you're going to need some heroics. And Spencer Strider, we know who Spencer Strider is. He's going to go out there and shove, just like Sale did. 888-808-1019. So, like, I just think it is very interesting how just, you know, the difference a week makes. Last week, a conversation on the Fan, and I see the WFAN socials leaning into it. I see Evan leaning into it. This whole thing was cooked up, and I was off. And I remember being like, there's just no reason to do this. And I got the text about, like, who's the Yankees' biggest rival? And why would I say the Mets? It's not. A lot of Yankee fans and the actual Yankees don't look at the Mets as a rival at all. We're not in the same division. We're not in the same league. And, like, figuratively speaking, we're not in the same league. So all the who's better, Mets or Yankees, and the back and forth between Evan and Sean, like, I guess that was cool for a day on the radio, but it has now created a bad omen, because since then, Evan Roberts reports, the teams are a combined 0-11 since that discussion. And I remember listening to some of that day, like, we don't need to do this. There is so much more baseball in front of us. It doesn't always have to be Mets versus Yankees, but here we are. 888-808-1019. I want to play another clip. Or we got a break here? Can we play this clip and then break? Let's play this clip, because I wanted to play this one before with Judge. We just got crossed a little bit. You know, Judge asked, you know, and listen, Judge is he went to the Jeterian school of answering the media. Judge is very smart with his answers. But this answer kind of made me say, maybe it's getting to Judgey a little bit. You can take a listen for yourself. Play that.
Hitter to continue on that path to not change anything.
I think for guys in this room, it's not hard, because we got some great ball players in here who have been through good times, tough times, and have been through situations like this. I think you guys asked us the same questions last June when we were going through it. So, you know, guys have been there. You know, we just got to show up and, you know, not mope about it. You know, if you mope, you pout, it's going to lead into the next game. I know everybody in this room is, you know, they're determined to go out there and win the next one, determined to go out there and win the next pitch. So that's all we can focus on.
Yeah, they did ask you the same questions last June. Don't you guys get tired of hearing the same type of thing in June? Aren't you getting tired now of them calling this now the Boone June swoon? I am. I don't want to believe it. I want to believe that they're better than this. I do believe that this Yankees team is better than they were last year and that they can shake out of it. And all it takes is one more game. Maybe it's coming up today where they do hit multiple home runs. They do have a 5-run inning. They do put up double-digit hits, double-digit runs. I don't know where it's been at in these, you know, last little couple series, but man, they need to figure it out fast. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Grinding, you know what I keep in the lining. Better stay inside when you see it like me shining. Grinding.
There it is, Moose. Moose in Jamaica asked for grinding, so. Double A producing, I said, yo, cue up that clip's grinding. I don't know how many freestyles I kicked to that beat back in the day. We used to hit the lunch table.
That's the top comment.
Is that what the top comment is?
It says
is?
Most iconic lunchroom table session ever.
Bro. We used to get kicked out of lunch. Half of us didn't eat. And I used to hate, I remember a couple years I had 7-period lunch. I'm not eating at 7-period lunch. 7-period lunch, school is about to be over. Don't put me in 7B lunch. 7-period lunch and the second half of 7-period lunch, I'm strictly going, if I do even show up to lunch, I'm going there to... Just to hit the table, like, see if somebody wanted to kick any raps. Grinding. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Who else? 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the Yankee calls. I see we got some Mets calls now. The chat is great. Shout out to the live stream chat. Katie says, you know, we'll start with KB. KB goes, day game after night game, so you know the lineup tomorrow is going to be trash. And then Katie says, since Belly and Jazz homer today, Boone will give them both Thursday off. Like, you got to cool those guys off. Those guys end the scoring, the scoreless streak, so they got to get off tomorrow. Expect Dominguez in left, Trent Grisham in center, Judge in right. And Peraza will be a third, Volpe will be a short, and DJ will be a second. Martin is in Rockland on the Fan. What's up, Martin?
Hey, good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good, hanging out, having fun, trying to, because it's not fun watching the Yankees for 3 hours every night. It's actually miserable.
Definitely, yes, very miserable watching them. I agree 100%. What I call about, like, you just touched on that subject. I mean, you were talking about before a little bit about the bunting and how the Yankees have to play like these small, get these small wins, these small runs with base running and then bunting. And like, these things are very important. And I agree that the Yankees have to do it. And you touched on that subject, but on the subject of what you were just talking about, Aaron Boone taking, he's like, Jazz and Bellinger are going to be out of the lineup. What's this with him? Yeah, if you like Jason Dominguez or if you don't like Jason Dominguez, but the Yankees are staying with Dominguez right now. If you're staying with him, leave Grisham out of the lineup, have him as a fourth outfielder, give Dominguez every night, Bellinger and Judge, give them every night. You have Stanton back here, give Stanton every night as DH. You have DJ is being good lately, give him every night at second. You're speaking with Volpe because we're not changing anything. Give them their time. I don't know what to do with Rice because on one end, they believe so much in Wells and they want Wells. On the other hand, Rice was good. But again, Rice hasn't produced much for us this whole season. Maybe it's also because they didn't get enough playing time. But frankly, give these people their playing time. Let them get into their groove. Not every time someone gets into their groove, you just...
Just play your best players and don't worry about rest. Thank you for the call, Martin. Play the best players and don't worry about scheduled rest. You know, this goes back to the last game coming out of Kansas City where they only scored one run. But that was the game that they decided to sit a hot Aaron Judge that had homered in the two games before. And Judge has not been the same since. And Judge said to his skipper, hey, if I homer in the first two games, can I start on the third one? Nah. This is a stretch of 16 games in a row. We're going to rest you there. And it's funny because that was the last time the Yankees had a lead until they took the lead on the belly bomb tonight. And that lead only lasted all of 6 minutes. Like, oh, man. Like, they went back. The Yankees hadn't had a lead in 51 innings since Pablo Reyes rumbling, stumbling, bumbling fell into home plate at Kauffman Stadium. And when Belly hit the bomb to make it 2-1, the Yankees had that lead for all of 6 minutes until Joe Adell, that he smoked that ball. Shout out to the TS, the Terror Squad. My boy Sean, I saw Sean clear on TV. The Terror Squad is like the Fresh Direct Terrace. And that first row, when you drop down into the Fresh Direct Terrace, that's where the gang like all chills. The Terror Squad is an off branch of the Bleacher Creatures. You'll understand one day. The Terror Squad is right above the visiting bullpen. That ball got smoked into the visiting bullpen. But shout out to Yarby. Yarby tonight goes 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 Ks, and a walk. He did enough. Will Warren did enough. Clark Schmidt did more than enough. But all these MVPs and all-stars, and they're not clicking right now. They look like they need the all-star break. They look like they, you know, something is up. I don't know. I don't know what it is. We'll see what the lineup looks like. I expect Rice won't be catching the day after. Rice probably won't be in the lineup. Stanton back to DH. And Goldie will be at first. And Ascara has been catching Rodon. So maybe Ascara will be the catcher, even though Ascara got in the game and caught tonight. Or maybe Wells. It'll probably be Wells tomorrow. It's June 19th. It's Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth. Steve is in Holmdel, New Jersey on the Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Keith. Great to talk to you again. You know, Keith, you guys have stole my thunder. The previous call is regarding the days off. Just to summarize, I want to just go back because Boone makes absolutely no sense. Okay. So last week, starting in the Kansas City series, Boone said, we got 16 games in a row coming up without a day off. So the strategy is to, after having been off on Monday, and now the 16-game start. I got an idea. I'll let Judge play two games. I'll sit him in the third game, and then I'll play him 13 days in a row. Why wouldn't you give him the day off in the middle of all that? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because they won the series. That's what I tried. I don't know. I'm not resting my best player when he's on a tear. He's homering. He's trying to catch Cal Raleigh. I'm not sitting him down, especially if he's coming to me and saying, I want to play.
He does, but he does that all the time. Now, is there a reason Stanton didn't play tonight?
I'm sure that was scheduled rest as well. Hey, hold on now. Stanton has come back, and he's had two hits in back-to-back games. Let's sit him down.
Well, I mean, obviously, Stanton's completely worn out after the last 2 days. I mean, he'll turn into a pumpkin if they played him tonight.
Yeah, they're worried, and I get it. They're worried about him potentially pulling a hamstring, a calf, and so, sure. When I saw the lineup today, and Stanton was out, and DJ was out, and Ben Rice was behind the plate, I leaned into, well, they need to do something to shake this up, to break out of it, and maybe this will work. The Dominguez leadoff thing didn't work. This also didn't work. Two solo shots, and you still lost.
And the thing about it is the fact that, you know, I don't know how you feel, but I'm tired of Trent Grisham getting all this playing time.
Yeah, it's expired. Listen, for me. I'm done. I'm done as well.
Yeah, we rode his success. We rode his hot streak. It's now time to put him back where he belongs, as a defensive out, as a defensive replacement late in the game.
A fourth outfielder. Against righties. Never a leadoff hitter. Yeah.
I mean, it's like he's creating these roles. And look, unfortunately, it would be nice to be the best leadoff hitter the Yankees can have potentially if he could do the job, but he can't, is Volpe. But, you know, Volpe should remember tonight. I mean, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts, a
brutal
stealing, and an error. And just to show, when you have a team that cannot afford to give up any runs, they lose the game on 3 walks and an error. The Angels don't even hit the ball out of the infield. But one last point I want to make, and this is really problem with the Yankee farm system. Can any of their prospects hit 250 when they come up? Their best prospects in the minor leagues can't even hit 250. Spencer Jones can't get his way out of Double-A, and he's 24 years old already. We're never going to. I mean, they should just move him for whatever they can get at the
deadline.
Might be
this year. Might be coming up. He's 24 years old. He did kind of get on a little bit of a hot streak and hit some homers recently, but like it hasn't materialized for the guy. Thanks for the call, Steve. 888-808-1019. I mean, if I'm going to criticize Volpe, I'm also going to criticize Judge. In this stretch, these last 7 games, like when I say it's been brutal, Volpe in his last 7 games has 3 hits, 1 RBI, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. He's batting .115. On base percentage, .148. Okay, well, all right, stop piling on Volpe. So let's pile on Judge, right? Judge is also not beyond reproach. I said to my wife today, because my wife said, well, she can just tell. My wife is in the bed about to go to sleep. My son is sleeping. The cat, everybody's set up. But Dada Keith is in the living room like, bro, Trent Grisham. Really, I was like, take Fernando Cruz out. But anyway, when I'm about to leave, my wife's like, what's up? What's up with the Yankees? I was like, I don't know what's up with Judge. I don't know how Judge can be all world and then just be zoom. So Judge in the last 7 games, 2 hits, the homer off of Crochet. Had to get one off of Crochet after Crochet struck you out like 7 times in a row. Okay, 15 strikeouts. This is a guy that was batting around .400. Can you guess what his average has been in this last 7 games? .083. How? Mike, talk to me about the Mets. Mike is in Cortland on the fan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, sir? How are you?
Good. How are you?
One thing on Volpe before I get to the Mets. They threw him 3 straight fastballs down the middle in the 9th inning. Like, no respect.
Of course.
They swung and missed at every single one. Right down the middle. And that was funny. I was like talking to my friends. I'm saying, man, they got no respect for this guy.
Kenley Jansen has seen him multiple times. He threw him 95 mile an hour cutters right down. Kenley Jansen is not worried about Volpe taking him deep to tie the game or win the game.
True. But on the Mets, people forget. Here's a couple of things on the Mets. Last year at this time, they were playing the same ball, basically, as they're playing now with the offense. Couldn't score, you know, all this crap. They were 11 under. We're 15 over. Okay? It's a big difference. Last year, we led the NL in walks as a pitching staff. We almost made it to the World Series. They got to do something here, okay? Because these young guys, you didn't sign Soto to wait to have two or three young guys develop while Soto's playing on the team. We got to do something because Ochoa's got to make some sort of trade here. We can't wait for these young guys to develop because we only have a limited time with Soto. We got 7 years. Even though his contract is 15. After 7-8 years, that contract is a disaster. Lindor hasn't been playing well. Soto's still not Soto. Alonso's really carrying the team. I still like to see Alonso bat in front of Soto, and I've said this since day one. Put Alonso second, put Alonso third, put Soto right behind him. I don't care where. Alonso will see better pitchers because he's not going to bat. He's not a 300 hitter. He's going to come back down to earth. He's going to be 240, 250. You put Soto behind him, that average is going to get raised. He's going to hit a lot. He's going to hit a lot more homers. He's going to see a lot better pitches. I don't know what the Mets are waiting for with that, but that's my thing. That's what I say. If I'm a Mets fan, I'm not worried. You're going to have Manaea come back. You got Senga. He's hurt right now. I'm sure the Cohen will figure it out. We're going to trade some of these guys. Alvarez is lost. What happened to him? The guy don't pull the ball anymore. He used to have bombs in the minor leagues, the left field. I don't see him hit the left field anymore. Mauricio's lost. These guys at the bottom, after the sixth batter in the lineup, they're dead. They're dead. We got to do something about this.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, they can change the lineup again. Soto was batting second. Now they'll stick Nimmo there. On a night like tonight, you had Marte there. Marte got on base. Lindor did nothing in front of him. Soto did nothing behind him. Both of them were 0 for 4. Lindor struck out twice. Alonso was 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. There was nothing they could do with Chris Sale. The end. When you talk about last year's team was just different. Like, you had Jose Iglesias. You had Harrison Bader. You know, they had a terrible start, but then they went on an incredible run. This team is, there's no incredible run. This team is stacked. This team got Juan Soto, and you went to get Juan Soto as the piece to put you over the hump to beat the Dodgers, right? Like, you go get one of the best players in the game, you pay him all of that money, you give him a suite, you give his mom a clothing allowance, you give his family a security detail, the Supreme Court of Soto, you do all of that to bring this guy here because you want him to be a difference maker, like a Brad Marchand difference maker. And we'll see if that happens. You know, as I'm looking at the timeline and the Padres are battling the Dodgers, Xander Bogaerts ties it up in the ninth in L.A. And, you know, the Dodgers will tell you that last year they weren't worried about the Yankees. They weren't worried about the Mets. They were worried about the Padres. And not for nothing. More news out of L.A. Mark Walter, who is an owner of the Dodgers, the L.A. Sparks, and Cadillac's Formula One team. Jeannie Buss and the Buss family are selling the Lakers to Mark Walter. A majority stake of the LA Lakers. They've owned the team since the 70s. The money that these people have and what these people are able to do. I saw this today and I'm like, what? The rich only get richer. $10 billion deal. And the Dodgers, they'll be there again. And they have their own injuries and things going on right now. But for the Mets, and you know what Mike also said, you add Juan Soto in his prime to a team that got to the NLCS. You add Juan Soto in his prime to be able to get back to the NLCS and beat the Dodgers and get to the World Series. The Mets are expected to be a World Series contending team. Can they still? Absolutely. Is this only just a bad stretch? Hell yeah, it'll pass. Maybe they do things like change the lineup. Maybe they get guys back, right? And they will get guys back. It's not a maybe. It's just a it's not an if. It's a when. When will they get guys back? You know, Mark Vientos, Frankie Montas, Sean Manaea, Brooks Raley is coming back at some point. And obviously guys that just went out like Kodai Senga and Tyler McGill will come back. Jesse Winker, Jose Siri at some point will come back. And then you have the trade deadline. And you have a president of baseball operations who I think will work magic at the trade deadline. This too shall pass for the Mets too, but it sucks because it's the Braves. It's the Braves who are some games under 500. It's the Braves who started off this season terribly, where you just you laughed at the Braves at the start of the season and you know figured they played themselves out of it. But then they remind you, no, we are who we are down here. And when we see that blue and orange down here, we don't fear y'all. Even if you got Juan Soto. Even if Juan Soto does homer to open the game up. We're going to fight back. We'll beat you in 10 innings. And then the next day we got Chris Sale going. And you won't do anything against Chris Sale. Complete game shutout. Was an inning away. I still don't get over that. I was watching that live, and I'm like, let him go. What are you preserving him for? Your October? Like, I guess Brian Snicker thinks he's now, oh, well, we beat the Mets. We got a shot here. We're not trading Chris Sale. You should. Let him finish the job. Chris Sale is an all-timer. One of the best in this generation. Let him finish the job. 116 pitches. They bring Iglesias in to get the last out. I'm like, I was so anticlimactic. Let him finish the deal. What did he say? If you give up a hit, you're, I don't know, Nimmo got the hit off him. I was like, that was stupid. What a waste of time. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I mentioned the Lakers being sold to a guy that's already an owner of the Dodgers. And also now it's out there about the Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays, who they're lurking in the background, ready to jump the New York Yankees. And tonight they played a stupid-ass game against the Baltimore Orioles. If you saw any of the highlights or you saw how that game went, let me pull up that box score. I was looking at some of the highlights. I'm like, Baltimore can't do anything right. They scored 8 runs, but they gave up 12. And they kicked the ball around in the infield, in the outfield, and ultimately the Rays won. So the Orioles were up 8-0 in the second inning. And they let Tampa come back and score 3 in the third, 4 in the fifth, 4 in the seventh, chip away, and then just run away with it. And Tampa is second in the AL East on the Yankees' heels. And I just think it would be an absolute joke for at any point the Yankees to be behind them in the standings because you're renting your spring training facility that you just revamped to these guys. These guys were homeless. You let them take your spot. And there is a theory out there that it's going to get super hot down there and it rains down there. And that Tampa will struggle as we get into July and August. And there's some, you know, real weather issues playing at the boss, George M. Steinbrenner Field. But, yeah, you guys always want to bring George's name up. You guys want to talk about how George feels about this losing streak and the scoreless streak? Imagine George looking at George M. Steinbrenner Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays right now. And then, I don't know, if the Yankees keep playing like this and the Rays keep playing like they're playing, before you know it, the Rays are at the top of the standings and the Yankees are looking up to them. That makes no sense. The Yankees had a 7-game lead on them. And I told you, don't look too far down the line here. But like, July is going to be tough. July starts off with the Blue Jays, who I already took a call tonight. Someone told me the Blue Jays are better than the Yankees. I'll believe it when I see it. And then the Subway Series, take 2 in Queens. The Mariners are no slouch either. The Mariners were in first place. The Astros are ahead of them in the West now, but the Mariners are a pretty decent team. They've got some players over there. And I think the Mariners, after they had lost to, I think they lost the series to the Red Sox. Now, they lost that first game, but then they bounced back and smacked the Red Sox. But looking at the Yankees schedule in June, if they don't correct this right now, you got to face the Cubs at home. Then you have the All-Star break. And the All-Star game is in Atlanta, and then you play 3 in Atlanta, and then you go to Toronto again, and then you got to go to Philly, and then you've got 4 at home against Tampa Bay, where, like, this is going to get thick. This is going to get really tight. And if the Yankees don't shake this off, it's going to be an interesting June, a Boone June swoon into July. And, yeah, we always joke and say that, you know, Tampa Bay Rays are a poverty franchise, and we've made jokes about them not having a ballpark and playing in the Yankees ballpark. Well, yeah, the Rays owner Stu Sternberg is closing in on a $1.7 billion deal to sell the franchise to a home developer, Patrick Zalupski. I don't know who these guys are. Jacksonville. He should take the team to Jacksonville. I got family down in Duval.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.